Welcome back to the show, folks. Your host, Grandpa Bill. Gonna talk to you more about that theme that I outlined in the opening that you heard before the sponsored break. About family roots, water heritage. Gonna talk today a lot about my friends, Seth Grohl, Seth Wisniewski, Beta Austin. Beta Austin from the Secret Intelligence of Water. The fine program. Working with children that she shared with us by our next circle. We'll play for you in a moment. We know it's Seth's show. Facebook page. I want to segue in a little background. Talk to you about it. Revisit a funny episode that Vader and I attempted to do last week on my podcast show. Series of trials, tribulations, human life, comedy, long story short, intervals of time for my meeting were set up on outlier things. I knew preceding the designated 5:30 initiation time by going in at 5:00 with good intent. Thinking that they would be trying to find their own personal schedule over in New Zealand. Her busy wife's schedule got her to run maybe 10 minutes behind the proverbial wife's eight ball. Appreciate the privilege. She contacted me via email, personal message, private messaging on Facebook. We played phone tag. She actually contacted me on my cell phone. We had really bad reception on the cell phone. She was willing to try to attempt it again at the designated time. They back in said that for a number of reasons I didn't think it would do justice to her in the show at that time. All just funny anecdotes of something that just didn't happen. But what? And I'll talk about Beta and welcoming her here at a future date. We're working on that still. So let me get to a couple commercial breaks and we'll be right back. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back. Hello and welcome to another edition of the Kennel Kelp Holistic Healthcare Hour. And I'm your host, Grandpa Bill. I'm going to start out by giving you a message from a pre-recorded outtake and I'll be right back.
Hey, good morning everyone. Welcome to another edition of Grandpa Bill's Grunts and Groans. Coffee with Grandpa. At the time of this taping, it's now Friday morning, the 13th, Friday the 13th. Those of you that are superstitious, be careful. Don't cross paths with black cats, walk in front of a crack mirror, or whatever. It's about 4:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Wanted to do this video today as part of my podcast that I'm assimilating. Doing my shows here via YouTube for a while until they wind up on whatever platform. And I'm thinking of starting yet another kind of document series, if you will, of heritage. More so as it coincides and correlates with this community marketing program that I'm trying to do on a local level, pardon me, with the folks from the Lineable Network Marketing Referral Service. Hello to many of you that have been invited here to come through. My CTFO team members, CTFO members overall, those folks that are nurturing their own teams respectfully and respectively, ubiquitous audience. I'm going to revisit something I talked about several months ago, my heritage in Harrison, Maine, as it pertains to Summit Spring and Tourmaline Spring water, my relationship with water for over 55 years. I just had a conversation with Brian Pullen, the owner of Summit Spring, yesterday, buttoning up the details of my next pallet that's due for delivery next week of Tourmaline Spring half liter bottles. Be my third pallet purchase in the last 2.5 years, Tourmaline Spring. And I've talked about my family roots actually being founding members of what was the hamlet of Harrison before it actually became part of the state of Maine, early settlers, founding members. The histrionics of Harrison, I referenced a documentary book called The Centennial of Harrison, Maine, which was actually about the 1900 time frame as that century became the 1900s. And at that time, Harrison was celebrating its centennial. And it had only been a state of Maine, a member of the state of Maine, for some 80 years at that juncture. In any event, my great aunt, Lida Randall, and Howard Randall, who actually owned the town square at one point in time and so forth, were on the boards of assimilating the fanfare and so forth. And I've talked about spending summers in Harrison family property and family, my grandfather, my mom being born there, my eldest sister, Dottie, being born there, spending summers there with family property, which what was my grandfather's camp that he built, and eventually my sister Dottie buying additional property there. And of recent note, selling both pieces of property within the last couple of years. So my thought was, I'm going to try to maybe reach out to the Harrison community, possibly moving forward, shows coming up in the future, do a little bit about what life is in Maine, Harrison, Maine. I thought that might be fun. And I'm also thinking I got to talk to my sister Dot and see her comfort zone or whatever. Actually inviting her on one of my shows where we don't sell anything or any of that kind of stuff. We just talk about Harrison, our roots, how much we love the area, anecdotes, how beautiful, how pristine Crystal Lake, her familiarity with Summit Spring water, more so because of the histrionics of it all, and passing it on to our posterity, my granddaughter Ada, my sister's grandchildren, their children, our posterity, many of which don't even know about our histrionics to the fullest extent, genealogy, and the great pride that we have with our founding member roots of Harrison, and our relationship with the water, the township, the community, and how we still admire it to this day. So I wanted to chisel that here, and I'll be talking more about that. It's an idea. We'll see if it comes to fruition. But it's something I aspire to do now that I've made semi-retirement and I have all these other business podcasts and business ventures and what have you. I approach it totally different due to my chronology and a multitude of reasons of how I let the passive and residual income build itself through a different approach, which I'll also elaborate on here and at its place at those forums as it pertains to business. One of the things that I want to do, and however much time I have left, is just tell stories, tell anecdotes, share experiences about my family, set tradition for my granddaughter, who's 1 year away from high school, trying to hang around for a few more years to be influential in her life, and have her have an appreciation of where we came from, where she comes from, and how key and important of a treasure we need at Summit Spring, especially that we're trying to help preserve long after I'm gone, after my sister is gone, and through the heritage of time, they will be the stewards of all water and preservation. It's going to be a key for my chemical holistic healing all the shows too. So the business is fine. The business will progress. I'm approaching the business differently than most. We encourage that over at the chemical holistic healthcare products CTFO show, niche marketing, all of our fine products, and how we market those. We'll do all of those there. I want to segregate business from personal life and enjoy the best of both worlds, which by being self-employed out of my home since 1995 has afforded me the opportunity to do all of these things. So food for thought, another healthy healing service that I thought might be fine and fun. And anybody that might have interest in something like that, please support us here at the show. You'll see this at my podcast show, over at my Facebook page, and I'll probably use this as an audio excerpt in one of my anchor radio shows. Contact me at the shows if indeed you have interest, if you're a resident, property owner, family roots, whatever, from Harrison, Maine. Love to give you the opportunity, if you're comfortable, doing some videos perhaps, some interviews, some on the radio, blogs, talking about it, participating, kind of would be an extension of the Friends of Harrison, with no reflections and no intervention on their fine establishment, which is a great entity, which I'm proud to be a member of as well. And so is my sister, Dot. So we'll see where that goes with my sister, and maybe that will be some fun stuff coming up. And that was something I thought of doing as I'm collecting my thoughts here on Friday morning before I go to my private sector job and come back and do all my radio shows later. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for contributing and your support. And we'll see you throughout the weekend and next week. Love you all. Bye-bye for now. And always remember that VA Sales Chemical, it is animal products, CTFO, all my supplying vendors. We all promote good health in all animals, their people, plants, and the planet. Bye-bye for now. We'll see you next time around.
Okay, folks, that was recorded earlier yesterday morning. We'll get back to the show with your host and moderator, me, Grandpa Bill, momentarily. Thanks for joining us. Okay, folks, Grandpa Bill back as promised. Here we go. You're going to hear Seth for a couple of quick seconds, Veda for a few seconds more. This is irreplaceable for myself. So I hope you guys appreciate how much I appreciate what you're about to hear.
As the energetic beings that we are, just holding sacred space for each other and all of us, no matter how that looks unconditionally, the more we give each other permission to really be able to create at a level that may never have been done before. And we're doing it. And this is what it looks like.
And it's fun.
It's more fun than anything. It's a celebration, right?
Oh, while I'm thinking of that, actually, you know, I do lots of interviews and different things, and I just want to give a shout out to Grandpa Bill, because I was meant to do it.
Grandpa Bill?
Yeah.
The Zoom
wouldn't work and stuff like that, and he's like one of my number one fans. He shares every single thing I do, and I just want to say hi and thank you for always being a supporter.
So Grandpa Bill, okay, yeah, like, he's going to be so happy when he hears this. Same thing with me. He's one of my, like, literally loves everything I do, supports it. He is always there He's so supportive. He's one of these guys, like a literal heart of gold. It's so cute. I'm so happy that you said that, because that's going to make his night to hear that.
But he was so sweet.
Oh my God. I'm trying, you know, I'm going to see if I can tag him in this, because this is going to literally touch it. This is going to warm his heart up so much.
Oh, that's really sweet. Well, you notice the people that kept liking the post. Brand functioning. Yes. Well, and I just, you know, I'm so grateful. And it's like, you know, you feel like you've got friends all the way around the world that are just loving what you're doing. And it's so nice. I love hearing from people. And I reply to as many people as I can.
Okay, that's the excerpt where those two talked about myself. And they're right. Seth could just, he knew that I knew that we knew that I would react exactly as he outlined. God, you guys did it again. You guys did it again. We'll be right back. I'm going to take another break and we'll pick it up. Talking about water and these two fine individuals. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show today at the Kennel Kelp Holistic Healing Hour. Well, momentarily, we're going to revisit water. Water from the aspect of the history of water, but also starting to formulate what I often do here at the show. Is actually cobble shows on the fly within the context of the said show, but it's how my brain works for future shows. So some direct quotations about water. First of all, asked God, why are you taking me through the water? He actually replied, because your enemies can't swim. Living water, or living waters plural, may refer to living waters under lots of premises. I'm going to talk about a lot of those, continuing from yesterday's show about the Jerry Pollock fourth phase of water, and how living or living waters may refer to living waters from a variety of outlooks, to include a Lutheran college of Western Australia, living waters for the world, a mission resource of the Synod of Living Waters of the Presbyterian Church here in the U.S., and Living Waters Publications, part of the way, the Master Ministry of the USA. I'll be citing articles from several parts of articles from several categories to include that one. As we all know, you have water in every single cell of your body. And more research suggests that the type of water you take in has a profound impact on your performance. That's why I've talked a lot about my relationship with water overall, in particularly Summit Spring Water and Tourmaline Spring Water, which are indeed my sacred living waters, for sure. But I've also talked about different ways to approach filtering tap water, not only for myself locally here, but tap water everywhere. So you have water in every single cell of our bodies, obviously, and more research suggests that the type of water that we take in has a profound impact on our performance. So myself, not only writing, authoring, doing articles over the years, selling water, reselling water, supplying water, being involved in water, being a water sign, being Pisces, being connected, that brain coherence. So the way I drink filtered water, and even more so as the toxic environment has gotten nothing but progressively worse in my 7+ decades of inhabiting this earth. There's a fourth phase of water called structured water. The type of water that we take in has a profound impact on what we do and how we do it, and most assuredly, health. So there's an exclusion zone, or the EZ water, which we'll also talk about. It's a viscous like honey. It is viscous in its consistency, like honey, if you will. Somewhere between solid and liquid, that's EZ water, if you will, which encompasses lots of Dr. Gerald Pollack's influence. I've talked a little bit archivally when I had the pleasure to talk to him in one snippet of a 5-minute segment in his office in a private phone call pertinent to another subject, where he was so gracious to give me 5 minutes of his time, introduce me to the fourth phase, and treat me like I was a long-lost friend, not ever even knowing me from Adam, and he would never recall this. It's who he is. My point there is, Veda Austin is a close personal friend, student, and business constituent. So when we get Veda here, that will definitely be something I would be fascinated in having her expound upon and add to my layman's terminology and understanding of this whole concept through her professional hands-on experience with and for Jerry Pollack, literally and figuratively. So water delivers power to the mitochondria, which is something else that we want to pay attention to, for sure. Put the background music down just a tad there. And what we want to discern and decipher, have an appreciation, understanding, especially ubiquitously in the audience, depending on our degree of familiarity or lack thereof. Water delivers power to your mitochondria so that your cells have more energy, literally and figuratively, at the cellular level where they get the most natural nutrient value, such as the sustenance of food, which we'll also talk about. So it fights aging in and of itself. Good, clean water, healthy water that does this, that achieves going to the cellular level. For the moment, we're isolating tap water over and above. I mean, I have a pallet, literally, my third pallet that I've talked about, that's going to be delivered Monday or Tuesday next. My third pallet in like 2.5 years, Tourmaline Spring. So that's my mainstay of water, and I introduce it to my pets, and I make my tea and coffee and beverages. But again, there's always time and affordability with no reflection on the water that we have to use tap water and imbibe it. And of course, our demographics more rural around the world, and it's a huge issue, obviously. So anti-aging is one of its attributes when done properly. Easy water acts like an antioxidant, protecting your cells from free radicals and actually slowing down the cellular aging. And I fervently believe, I've done videos, blogs, articles, shows, a of out of the customers. We sold the water. I wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for Summit Spring / Tourmaline Spring Water, and I'm the epitome of good health for a rapidly advancing chronology old man that on the outer shell of the vessel that we'll talk about more and have here of who we are by Vera, Chuck, and Dave, Beatles song on the outside, if you will, Veda, Seth, me, you, the man in the moon, Snoopy, the animals, whatever, who we are is who we are at conception and in the womb. We'll talk about that, and more so when we get Seth here as well, which is in the works, and we're still working on it, and timing is of the essence. And it's going to be so worth the wait. We're working on some stuff. The excerpt that I'm going to do momentarily after the break, and we'll get back to talking about the subject. I need to take another break here momentarily. So we'll come back. We'll talk about Easy Water, anti-aging, Dr. Joe Pollock, Veda Austin, Seth Brzezinski. Do a little excerpt of how these lovely, wonderful human beings that I hold in nothing but high regard, support to the hilt, talk about them, look upon them as surrogate children of mine, and I feel that closely about them, being Seth and Veda, both comparable in age to my own son, category or what have you. So when we have them singularly and plural to be here and expand upon all of this, a great big experience and shout out that I was exhilarated as I was so surprised and so appreciative of what you're about to hear when we come back from the next break and I can fire it up from Seth and Veda's most recent rendition of Catching Up With Their Show over to the Water Consciousness Movement at Facebook. So let me take some sponsor breaks. We'll come back. We'll have some fun, and we'll get into the whole thing about water, easy water, 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 and water at the nutrient and cellular level to garner nutrient assimilation within our bodies. We'll be right back, folks. Thank you. Back to the Kennel Cult Holistic Healing Hour, and my two surrogate kids, if you will, Seth and Veda, who I just hold so close to my heart. I'm going to try to call up an isolated segment of their Water Consciousness Movement check-in that they did a few short hours ago, late yesterday on Friday, early evening. This will be Veda speaking about myself with Seth chiming in. So first of all, I'm gonna try to get through this without babbling like a baby. And hopefully you guys will get a greater understanding of what these two mean to me. Okay, I'll be right there. I have it for you. I'm working off of two computers. Let's take another quick sponsored break. When we come back, I'll have that excerpt fired up on this computer, so it'll be more discernible audio-wise. Wait, thanks for being patient, everyone. We will be right back. Okay, here's my friend and constituent, Veda Austin. At the time of this recording, coincidentally, I talk a lot about timing is of the essence. She literally just released this to Facebook moments ago. I'm going to transfer it over after this next break, trying to buy a little time, studio time right here, because I have it on my other computer working on trying to get the audio over here where it's discernible for y'all. So let me see if I can do that while the wheels are spinning on this computer in the studio to call up Veda's moments ago entry. And hang on just a second. The wheels are almost stopping. Okay, here's Veda. It's actually a video. I thought there may be some audio in it. I'm watching it literally as we speak. It's a fascinating video of showing her work, as always, in time lapse with rain water. And it's just amazing. It's about a minute and 36 seconds long. And it shows the expansion, as always, of how the water actually spreads through time-lapsed in her crystallography, unique in this case to rain water, and how the formations in her petri dish in the process of the crystallography are actually transforming. I'm enjoying this as we speak. There's like 35 more seconds. I'm watching it, doing it no justice, conveying it to you this way. You have to watch it. You can do so at the Water Consciousness Movement Facebook page. If you're not already a member there, please help us by joining up. And thanks to everybody that has. So thank you, Veda, for that. Thank you for your personal accolade that I played here moments ago. Let's take another sponsor break. We'll get back and we'll talk about Veda's favorite subject, water, and Dr. Jerry Pollack a little bit. We'll be right back. Okay, folks, Grandpa Bill back as promised. Here we go. You're going to hear Seth for a couple of quick seconds. Veda for a few seconds more. This is irreplaceable for myself. So I hope you guys appreciate how much I appreciate what you're about to hear.
As the energetic beings that we are, just holding sacred space for each other and all of us, no matter how that looks unconditionally, the more we give each other permission to really be able to create at a level that may never have been done before. And we're doing it. And this is what it looks like.
And it's fun. And
it's more fun than anything. It's a celebration, right?
Yeah, absolutely. While I'm thinking of that, actually, you know, I do lots of interviews and different things. And I just want to give a shout out to Grandpa Bill, because I was meant to do it.
Grandpa Bill?
Yeah. The Zoom wouldn't work and stuff like that. And he's like one of my number one fans. He shares every single thing I do. And I just want to say hi and thank you for always being a supporter.
So Grandpa Bill, okay, yeah, like, he's going to be so happy when he hears this. Same thing with me. He's one of my, like, literally loves everything I do, supports it. He is always there. He's so supportive. He's one of these guys, like a literal heart of gold. It's so cute. I'm so happy that you said that, because that's gonna make his night to hear that.
But he was so sweet.
Oh my God, I'm trying, you know what? I'm gonna see if I can tag him in this, because this is gonna literally touch him. This is gonna warm his heart up so much.
Oh, that's really sweet. Well, you know, you notice the people that keep liking me. And I just, you know, I'm so grateful. And it's like, you know, you feel like you've got friends all the way around the world that are just loving what you're doing. And it's so nice. I love hearing from people. And I reply to as many people as I can.
Okay, that's the excerpt where those two talked about myself. And they're right. Zaf could just, he knew that I knew that we knew that I would react exactly as he outlined. God, you guys did it again. You guys did it again. We'll be right back. I'm going to take another break and we'll pick it up. Talking about water and these two fine individuals. We'll be right back. Hey, folks, and welcome back to the show. And as I often say and have said and did say in this show, I often change in midstream. Case in point, I just recently did a show about Gerald Pollack in the fourth phase of water. I'll close out this episode with a brief snippet about him and it, and we will pick up a whole segment about him and it. But I wanted to read a passage, as I often do, from my friend Seth's book, The Fight to Enlight. And I want to read actually what is chapter 30, entitled, How Does My Story Help You? For those of you that may not have the book yet, for those of you that do, reread it. And please appreciate what I'm about to read verbatim. How does my story help you? On a daily basis, people ask me many different questions about how they can change their lives. The questions span from how do I overcome addiction and other compulsive habits to how do I overcome limiting beliefs that hold me back, to how do I find peace within myself, to how do I unlock my potential so I can thrive and everything in between. Although these questions might have many different answers based upon the individual, the reality is that even though people ask questions that pertain to specific situations in their lives, there actually is a very simplistic answer and technique that I have found to work universally across all areas of my life. And that answer is, when you as an individual decide to make a habit out of developing an internal state of being called heart, brain, whole body coherence, the answers you seek will naturally appear as self-evident truths in your conscious awareness. So profound. And then that chapter of the book continues on with what is heart-brain coherence, you might ask. I'm going to read the first paragraph from it. Hopefully pique your interest for those that aren't already familiar with it to not only read it, but it really, in my humble opinion, should be in your own personal repertoire of library referencing. It's a good health appreciation, a life-conquering appreciation, and what's inherent in all of us through a reawakening process. Here's that paragraph. What is the heart-brain coherence, you might ask? It's simply this. When the awareness of our heart's energy field supersedes that of our thinking process, the bioelectric nature of our thoughts then become influenced by the powerful biomagnetic field of our heart. This leads, pardon me, to the synchronization of our heart and brain. It's what is referred to as heart-brain coherence, and it allows these two organs to function as though they are one super organ. That's a good starting point. Wherever your expertise lies in the subject matter or doesn't, if you're a seasoned pro, know about this, feel it, live it, believe it, breathe it. It's a great way to revisit it, reinforcing it, and re-experiencing it. And for those that are bridging the gap from a totally introductory phase and state, that's a pretty prophetic and prophetic phraseology in and of itself in that one excerpt alone. Continue to talk about how Seth and I coincidentally are both Pisces. We both obviously have a strong affinity for water, what it is, what it does. And anybody at this juncture that knows anything about Grandpa Bill knows my affinity for tourmaline spring and summit spring water. The histrionics, my personal relationships with Harrison, with the natural beauty and natural phenomenon that the spring in and of itself is, and how the water is truly deserving and proven with its moniker, Sacred Living Water. We'll be right back. Thanks. We'll be right back. Thanks for joining us at the show. This will be the last episode today. And I really want to recap it. We'll do about 20 minutes here, closing out the show today. Thanks for joining us. I want to revisit water always, the underlying theme here at the channel called Holistic Healing Hour. But closing out, revisiting, pretty much overstating the obvious, but it's good to do that on many fronts, water being one of them. Water has protective properties, obviously, in the body, and we are water. Internal tissues must remain moist. Hydration levels in the body ensure that these tissues, such as sinuses, our tear ducts, our eyes, skin, stay subtle and soft and moist. The skin, of course, being the largest organ of the body. In addition, blood, bones, and organs that obviously also rely on an adequate supply of hydration, good clean hydration, and the balance of the water that we are. Why is water an essential part of our health? It's commonplace to know that water is essential for your health, but really dissecting it, understanding why substance makes up the majority of your body, of course. Why is water important? Saliva, body temperatures, lubrication, digestive, bowel movements, nutrient distribution internally, weight loss, circulation, immunity, energy, cognitive function, mood, anti-aging, dehydration and hydration, or lack thereof. Healthy water intake leads to good health. What's the big deal? Water makes up the majority of our body weight, and it's involved in many of the important functions, including flushing out the wastes, which are multitudinous in our bodies, through such a toxic, polluted world. Everything's toxically polluted except tourmaline spring water. So flushing out waste from your body and regulating body temperature, helping your brain function, something I definitely have an interest in. You get most of your water from drinking beverages, but food also contributes a small amount to your daily intake of water in and of itself. So Saliva is important, bioproduction is important, regulating your body temperature and staying hydrated is crucial to maintaining your body temperature. Your body loses water through sweat, physical activity, especially temperate zones, hot environments. Your sweat keeps your body cool, but your body temperature will rise if you don't replenish the water that you naturally lose. That's because your body loses electrolytes and plasma when it's dehydrated. More so when I highlight my workout for geriatrics. And I often jest, I'm coming after Jack LaLanne. I'm going to be the next Jack LaLanne. I say that somewhat in jest, but in reality, it's something I aspire to do. With water being an integral part of now most definitely being well entrenched in senior citizenry. I know from where I speak. So staying hydrated is crucial at any age, but as you advance, even more so on the chronological ladder. It protects your tissues, your spinal cord, your joints. Water consumption helps lubricate and cushion your joints, your spinal cord, your tissues to allow the mobility to entertain doing self-improvisation or formal training of yoga, tai chi, and these other things that we've been outlining as far as movement of your body, weightlifting, dancing, aerobics, bands, weight resistance, whatever. Movement. It helps excrete waste through perspiration, urination, and obviously defecation. Your body uses water to sweat, urinate, and have bowel movements. So sweat regulates body temperature when you're exercising or in warm temperatures. You need to obviously replenish the water lost under those extreme premises, but you also need enough water in your system consistently to have consistent healthy stool movements to avoid constipation and toxic buildup from the inside. Also, your kidneys are so important for filtering out waste through urination. Adequate water intake helps your kidneys work more efficiently and helps to prevent kidney stones. We'll tie that back into easy water when we do elaborate on Dr. Pollock's fourth phase of water in more detail in upcoming episodes. It helps maximize physical performance for sure. Drinking plenty of water during physical activity is essential. Pre, during, and post. Athletes may perspire up to 6 to 10% of body weight during physical activity, whatever your degree of athleticism is at any age. Be a semi-pro, pro, a gym rat, you tear it right up, whatever. Negative effects of exercise in the heat without enough water can include serious medical conditions. Decreased blood pressure, hypothermia, extreme dehydration can cause seizures and even death, especially in the older cronies. So it helps prevent constipation. Eating fiber isn't the only way to help prevent constipation. We'll talk about both moving forward. Here it's water. It's also important to maintain your water intake so your bowel movements contain enough water on a consistent basis. Soft stools. Nothing's graphic here. It's the reality of what the human body is. It aids in digestion. Whomever believes in books and whatever experts confirm for sure, common sense, Mr. Spock, would tell you that drinking water before, during, and after a meal will help your body break down the food you eat more easily, especially good water. Motility. Earth and clays are great for that. This will help you digest food more effectively and get the most out of your meals. Green meals, superfoods, sea vegetation, delts, kelp, the gamut. All at its core with good clean water. It helps with nutrient absorption. In addition to helping with food breakdown, water also helps dissolve vitamins, minerals, and other nutrients from your food, breaking them down and getting them to the cellular level where they maximize for you the most nutritive value, especially when there are superfoods like Mike Adams, Health Ranger, Living Nuts, Sprouted Nuts, Earth and Derived Clays, Wildcrafted Foods, Vitality Herbs and Clays, the list goes on and on with my suppliers on food intake side. Kelp, my kelp, kettle kelp, sea vegetation. It helps fight off illnesses. Drinking enough water can help prevent certain medical conditions. These include constipation, kidney stones, exercise-induced asthma, something that's prevalent in the old folks as well, urinary tract infection, hyperextension. Water helps you absorb important vitamins, minerals, and nutrients from your food, which will increase your chances of staying healthy. It's really commonsensical and simple to a very large degree. Thus is why I haven't seen a traditional doctor or had any reason to do so in over 30 years. And I've talked at length about Dr. Dustin Sulak, my physician office, asking me for 6 straight years and then coming on board backhandedly with my introducing them to Tourmaline Spring of their own accord, using it internally in one of their field offices and telling them that that's at the core of my good health. And talked over the years of how I've been in all these toxic environments, career choice-wise and otherwise, school systems and petri dishes, literally and figuratively, environments, and shaking hands in sales industries and environments and paper mills, and toxic environments in the world and life, and fast foods and alcoholism in the past in my life, and all these self-induced toxins, life-induced toxins that we all breathe and take in daily for every millennium, and just getting progressively worse. And the degradation of our bodies at any age. Water, water, water. How much should you drink? As much as you can capacitate. According to the National Academics of Sciences and Engineering and Medicine, and who you read and what you read and what have you, about 15 and a half cups of water or 125 ounces each day for men, and about 11 and a half cups or 91 ounces daily for women. Drink Tourmaline Spring or Summit Spring water, and regardless of how little or much you imbibe under that premise, you're getting it right to the nutrient level, cellular level, to induce getting things in the proper motion. People get about 20% of their daily water intake from the food that they consume. So you want to make healthy choices for obvious reasons right then and there. Drinking water and water-based beverages. Ideally, men, as I say, should consume about 100 ounces, 3 liters from beverages over and above if you consume them. And if it involves tap water, cost-effectiveness-wise, of course it does. We'll talk about easy water, fourth-phase water, filtering water. You'll have to increase your water intake if you're exercising or living in a hotter region to avoid more rapid inducement of dehydration. Other ways to assess hydration include your thirst and the color of your urine. Very key to tune into that. Feeling thirsty indicates your body's not receiving adequate hydration. Urine that is dark or colored is a key indicator to dehydration. Pale or non-colored clear urine indicates proper hydration and pH alkaline balancing. So the bottom line is water is important to every part of your body. So hitting your recommended intake is awesome. Surpassing it is ultimum. And carrying a water bottle wherever you go, or a bottle of, which is what I do, thus is why I buy it in such voluminous quantities, include my next pallet delivery on Monday next, or Tuesday. Keep track of your intake. Aim to take an optimum amount every day, a minimum of half your body weight analysis. Pace yourself to approach half of your recommended consumption by midday if you can. And always finish about an hour through the course of your day before you actually plan on retiring. It induces the circadian system, which we've also talked about and will move forward. As I continue in my series with Russ and Clay's and how they induce that in the body naturally as well. How long can you live without water? About 2 days. Proper hydration is essential to your survival. Your body needs to consume a significant amount of water each day to function properly. That's because you constantly excrete water in the ways that we've already outlined. It's only possible to survive without water for a matter of days, usually within 2. You may be susceptible to the effects of dehydration even sooner, depending on certain factors, your diet, your heredity, your physiology, how you live your life. Are you sedentary? Where do you live? Temperate zone? Toxins, toxins, toxins. Dehydration is the medicinal or medical term for not having enough water in your body to function properly. Your body needs a certain amount of water on a daily basis, obviously, to maintain and continue balancing a good, healthy, productive life. This is because water makes up well over, we've now found, 80% of your body. Environmental conditions, activity level, age, health, sex, weight, food intake, physiology, chemistry, present life, past life, professions, interactions, all trauma, childhood trauma, we've talked about it all influential in what we are, and what we develop in the outer shell along the way as we come out of the womb and become in tune with the heart-brain coherence and connection. What happens to your body if you don't drink water? Without enough water, systems in your body change. Your cells will shrink, literally. Without enough water, your brain will single your body to urinate less. This will occur through your kidneys that rely on adequate filtration. The plumbing, you have to keep it free-flowing. Without enough water, the kidneys use more energy, so do the bowels, straining in both facets. And your kidneys need to function adequately, as your bowels, to flush out the waste from your blood. And so eventually your kidneys get affected and cease functioning without adequate water intake and filtration. Other organs in your body also cease to function accordingly. Your body temperature won't stay regulated. Your electrolytes become unbalanced and out of balance. Your joints don't work properly, and your brain does literally swell. Your blood pressure increases or decreases dramatically and unhealthily so. Food intake affects all of it. Fruits and vegetables, combinations of cantaloupes, berries, watermelon, lettuce, cabbage, celery. We've talked about it. We'll talk about it again. I did a whole 13-week series earlier this calendar year about natural and alternative medicines, kidney function, clean water. So you must be careful with your fluid intake. If you become dehydrated, the appropriate method of rehydration varies, unique to your own medical history, repertoire, physiology, chemistry, redundant. You can also drink hot water. We'll do a whole show on that. There's benefits as such, whether you add a herbal tea or not. Straight up hot water, especially tourmaline spring. When drinking hot beverages, you know, the temperature at an optimum 130 to 160 Fahrenheit does the best advantageous things for the body. If you go too hot beyond that, you're literally scalding or burning yourself and your intestines. Then we'll get into vitamin C, lemon water, all the advantages of how that all relieves nasal congestion, it aids in digestion, all ancillary and peripheral advantages of good clean water, improves central nervous system, relieves constipation, keeps you hydrated, obviously, reduces shivering in the cold, in the opposite premise, in the heat, keeping you cool, improves circulation, decreases stress levels, helps the body detoxify, for sure, and it helps relieve symptoms of achalasia, which we'll expand upon another time. It's a big word for a condition that your esophagus can have moving food, and is a major contributor in many cases to eventual esophageal cancer, among amongst many horrible things. Drinking water that's too hot damages the tissue of your esophagus and defeats the purpose. So bottom line, there's research, but investigate, do your research. But starting your day with a cup of boiled water left to cool at temperate room temperature. If you're not a tea or coffee drinker, just use the water with some lemon, and it's actually probably far superior for you to do so. Although coffee is medicinal too. We'll be talking about coffee real soon. We're at CTFO and the advantages thereof, especially with the CBD version, CBDA version that we'll be releasing. And when it's brewed with tourmaline spring water, everything changes for the better. So drinking a cup of hot water right before bedtime induces sleep as well. So we'll get into hydro coaching, if you will, free of charge. Mentoring, if you will, free of charge. We'll utilize and exploit in a very good and healthy way, in connotation of the word, Veda's vast knowledge, or books, or referencing, or courses. Likewise with Seth Brzezinski and all these fine practitioners, spine vendors. So I'm going to close out the segment for today. We'll get into all of this in much greater detail and within the many faceted segments within. Take a look at central nervous system damage, something that I've experienced, childhood trauma, head trauma, how it all relates to the organs, near-death experience in my own case, where I actually passed and came back and all that crazy stuff, and head trauma, brain, water, the histrionics of it, what it does for the body, and the histrionics of water on the planet. So that's it for today. Thanks for joining us, as always, and always remember that BA Sales, Kennel Kelp, Veda's Animal Products, CTFO, Veda Austin, Seth Brzezinski, their books, their works, their beliefs, their passion, Michael King, Michael Adams, Kathy Donnell Vitkak, who's very in tune to all of this, by the way. We talk about Kathy and chakras, both in the human and animal kingdom. She's a proud member, and thank you so much, Kathy. She tunes into the shows, and she recently joined our water consciousness movement as well. I would encourage everyone to do so if you haven't. Many of you have. Thank you personally for those that I've invited that have done so. That includes CTFO family members. Thank you for being so supportive in the concept. CTFO members on the team, as it develops and builds, thank you. Your invited guests, your audience, you're welcome to invited guests, what have you. The Alignable Small Business Network, through invitation, where, if applicable. Thanks for being here. Talking to many of you in a separate succinct advocacy program, be reaching out to you in a much closer one-on-one. Already the wheels in motion. Thank you for your responses there. Be working with many of you in the communal aspect, in our aspect there of my terminology in the newsletters and so forth that I've had the pleasure of offering there. Portland, Maine, USA, Main Street, USA, Main Street, Maine, Main Street everywhere, Main Street around the world. How do we take back what's ours? How do we change things? How do we change what we were taught to react, how we react, the mind, the body, the soul, the heart, the brain coherence, the water, the nutritive values, healing service, the four P's, profits in there, but low prioritized, necessitated. This is the design shows. Thank you for joining them. Thank you for liking them, sharing them. We go exponentially through your referrals. Okay, folks, a quick 30-second snippet at the closing. Thank you for joining. Thanks for continuing to join. Thanks for spreading the word. We welcome you here at the show. The best way to contact me is here at my show is plural, the Kennel Kelp Holistic Healing Hour, the Blog Talk Radio Show, and the Kennel Kelp Holistic Healthcare Products CTFO, pertinent to everything that is CTFO business opportunity-wise, wholesale shopping club-wise, membership-wise, our a la carte program direct to the manufacturer and the value-added services that we provide and continue to provide as a continuing service at my PA sales healthy meal bag. Bye-bye for now, and may God bless. Thank you so much. We'll see you the next time around.